That was Tennessee Ernie Ford, The Church in the Wildwood, as a request from one of our listeners. It is now 7 o'clock, and we're ready for the Dick Putz Show with Randy Rothstein. Take it away, Randy.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. It's the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past weekend. Our Dick Putz Show here on KASM, brought to you by Albany Chrysler Center, Queen Bee's Barn Grill in Painesville, the Sox Center Herald in the Star Post, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Willem Bring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon in Albany, Hapley's Bar of Richmond, Westside Liquor of Wake Park, Dairyland Supply in Sox Center, Central Minnesota Realty, Kensington Insurance Agency of El Rosa and Belgrade, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Wake Park, Century 21 First Realty, John Dold, your realtor, Columbia Gear of Avon, Brandon's our Dick Putz Show, along with Greenwald Insurance Agency, Ron's Oil and Propane, El Rosa Lumber, West Central Sanitation, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Shady Silver Spur, St. Martin, The Woodshop in Avon, Corky's Bar in Richmond, and Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe. They bring us our Dick Putz Show every Sunday night, 7 o'clock, right here on KASM Radio. Let's go to the Sauk Valley League tonight. On Friday night in the Sauk Valley League, St. Joe was at the Sartell Muskies, and the Sartell Muskies defeat St. Joe by a score of 5-0. 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Muskies, no runs, 3 hits, an error for St. Joe. John Schumer on the mound will go the distance as he picks up the win for Sartell. The loss will go to Isaac Benish. He takes the loss relief by Lucas Tyson. Some hitting highlights for the Sartell Muskies on Friday night. Jace Otto had 2 RBIs, Ethan Carlson with a couple RBIs, and for St. Joe, nobody with more than 1 hit. So a final on Friday night in the Sauk Valley League. It was Sartell 5, St. Joe nothing. Over in the County Line League on Saturday, we had Regal at New London Spicer, and New London Spicer defeats Regal by a score of 15-10. 15 runs, 18 hits, no errors for New London Spicer, 10 runs, 13 hits, and an error for Regal. Derek DeZeld starts on the mound for New London Spicer, relieved by Dylan Arndorfer in the fifth. He'll pick up the win. Mike Danielson in the sixth and Ben Kultseth in the eighth. The catcher was Derek DeZeld. For Regal, Jordan Wozmik starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brandon Waddell in the second, Chris Snyder in the seventh, and the catcher Derek Dingerud. Some hitting highlights for New London Spicer on Saturday. Adam Schrader was 4-for-6 with a double. Mike Danielson, 4-for-4 with a double. Jake Rambo, 2-for-5. Derek DeZell, 2-for-5. Scott Rambo, 2-for-4. And Jet Solonik and Josh Soini, each with doubles on Saturday. For Regal, Nathan Meyer was 2-for-4. Blake Karsh with a big day, 4-for-5 and a double. Derek Dingerud was 3-for-5 with a double, and Tyler Keeman had a double. A final on Saturday had New London Spicer defeating Regal 15-10. Today, Norway Lake Sunberg visiting Regal, and Norway Lake Sunberg defeats Regal today 14-9. 14 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for Norway Lake Sunberg, 9 runs, 14 hits, and 3 errors for Regal. Weston Jurdy starts on the mound for Norway Lake Sunberg, relieved by Justin Johnson in the third. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Jared Cortez. For Regal, Nathan Meyer starts on the mound, relieved by Brandon Carlson in the sixth, Adrian Belden in the eighth inning, and Belden will take the loss, and the catcher, Derek Dingerud. Some hitting highlights for Norway Lake Sunberg today. Weston Jurdy was 2-for-3. Jaden Hingen was 2-for-4 with a double. Jared Cortez, 3-for-5. And Chris Moist had a double today for Norway Lake Sunberg. For Regal, Chris Schneider had a double. Jordan Beyer, 2-for-5 today. Adrian Belden, 2-for-4 with a double. And Josh Beyer was 2-for-3 with a double. A final this afternoon from Regal had Norway Lake Sunberg defeating Regal 14-9. All right, we'll take a break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, more scores and highlights. We'll go over to the Central Valley League and find out their scores and highlights.
For 80 years, Columbia Gear has been building gears and careers right here in the beautiful Avon Lakes area. Start building your career today at Columbia Gear in Avon, where their employees are their most valued assets. If you have good mechanical ability and want to be a part of a progressive work environment, Columbia Gear wants you to be a part of their successful team. With Columbia Gear's 80 years of experience of success in manufacturing gears, power transmission components, and assemblies, they have grown to be one of the largest family-owned employers in central Minnesota. Benefits include great weekly pay. Incredible benefits including weekly PTO accrual, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career today with Columbia Gear in Avon. Set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop in and enjoy a pizza, your favorite beverage, popcorn, or microwave sandwich. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Coco, Bonnie, Amy, and Doug. At Halfley's Bar, you can always play a friendly game of darts or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Swing by Halfley's Bar in Richmond where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putt Show since the beginning of time. For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursdays. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers or pick up weekly editions in many local grocery and convenience stores. We are proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post. For all of your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, design, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating, Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putt Show, a longtime aired program on KASM. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, and Jim Kamphenkel are all available to help you with all of your farm, home, auto, health, and business insurance needs. Give us a call, 987-3223 today. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295. For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with three locations to serve you better: New Munich, Sox Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Central Valley League. On Friday night, the Cold Spring Rockies travel to Eden Valley, and Eden Valley defeats the Cold Spring Rockies by score of 8-7. 8 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for Eden Valley. 7 runs, 11 hits, and an error for the Rockies. Austin Schlungen will start on the mound for the Hawks, relieved by Austin Berg in the 6th. He'll pick up the win, and the catcher was Matt Unterberger. For the Cold Spring Rockies, Joel Sawada starts, relieved by Andrew Aller in the 6th. He'll take the loss, Trevor Lardy in the 8th, and the catcher, Brady Leverington. Some hitting highlights for Eden Valley. Sam Nisler had a 2-run double in the 6th inning for the Hawks. Jordan Kelm was 3-for-4. Austin Schlungen, 3-for-4, and David Penritz and Riley Geislinger, both with two hits. For the Rockies, Austin Duppner had an RBI double in the first inning for the Rockies. Cole Fuchs was 3 for 5, and Tyler Geislinger, David Jonas, and Brady Leverington all with two hits. So a final on Friday night had Eden Valley defeating the Cold Spring Rockies 8-7. On Sunday in the Central Valley League, it was Watkins playing host to Kimball, and Watkins defeats Kimball today by a score of 6-3. 6 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors for the Clippers, 3 runs, 6 hits, and 4 errors for Kimball. Matt Geislinger on the mound will pick up the win today, relieved by Danny Berg in the 7th. He'll get the save, and the catcher was Lincoln Hogan. For Kimball, Ben Johnson starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Andy Dingman in the 3rd, Skyler Groba in the 6th, and Craig Meyer in the 8th, the catcher Cade Marquardt. Some hitting highlights for Watkins today. Kevin Kramer was 2 for 4. Danny Berg, 2 for 5. Miles Dezingle was 2 for 4. Dustin Kramer, 2 for 3. And Landon Nyman, 2 for 3 with a triple. For Kimball, Andy Dingman, 2 for 3 with a double, and Cade Marquardt with a double. A final this afternoon from Watkins had Watkins defeating Kimball 6-3. All right, we're going to take another break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we've got scores and highlights from the Victory League right after these messages.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin wishes the Martins and all Central Minnesota baseball teams good luck this amateur baseball season. Shady Silver Spur has happy hour Tuesday through Friday from 4 until 7 and Saturday and Sunday from 2 until 5 with $1 off domestic beer and rail pours. Friday, it's a wing and pizza special for $20, and Sunday, it's keys for cash at 5 p.m. Stop in before or after the game, and good luck, Martins, from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin. This past winter was a brutal one, and maybe you noticed your windows were a bit drafty and you are thinking of replacing. El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech work together to bring you the efficient windows you need in your home, plus they add value and improve the looks of your home. Contact El Rosa Lumber and ask them about installing Thermotech windows in your home this summer or fall. Save on cooling this summer and heating this coming winter season. Remember El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech for your next project. They thank you for your business.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here for the law firm of Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman with the rest of my waiter's story. So I was standing in a duck slough in my old waiter's when I noticed that familiar, uncomfortable feeling as an apparent leak began letting in some pretty cold water. It was at that moment that I thought, old waiter's are just like old estate plans. You need to tend to them from time to time to keep them leak-proof. Sometimes a patch will do, and sometimes replacement is needed. Spending a little to save a lot is the key, not only for you, but your loved ones too. Willenbring, Ringdahl, Woken, and Zimmerman can help. Keep listening to Chasm for details.
We all look forward to annual traditions. Farmers returning to their fields and raising crops for another year. Ducks and geese are back from their winter vacation. And baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable cropping season. And at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank farmers for believing in the co-op model. Remember, it's not too late to do a custom farm plan or discuss with staff at Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the cropping season. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Now more than ever, at Albany Mutual Telephone, we understand how important your time is when spending it with friends and family. That's why we are proud to offer our fiber optic internet that provides speeds up to 1 gigabit. That's internet speeds 100 times faster than regular broadband internet. So get ultra-fast internet today, because when it comes to your life, we know that every minute counts. That's the gig life. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home.
All right, let's go back to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio in the Victory League this weekend on Saturday. Flensburg at Avon taking on the Lakers, and Avon defeats Flensburg by a score of 3-2. 3 runs, 5 hits, 4 errors for Avon, 2 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Flensburg. On the mound for Avon on Saturday, Matt Pickleman starts, picks up the win, relieved by Jackson Henderson in the 7th. He'll get the save, and the catcher, Carter Holthouse. For Flensburg, Russ Bellbaum starts, taking the loss, relieved by Cooper Grasshorn in the 6th, Tyler Check in the 8th, and the catcher, Luke Youngblom. Hitting highlights for Avon on Saturday, Elliot Allen was 2-for-3, and Ryan Jansen with a double. And for Flensburg, Juan Melancino was 2-for-3 for Flensburg. So a final on Saturday had Avon defeating Flensburg 3-2. Upsala made their way to St. Wendell on Saturday, and Upsala defeats St. Wendell by a score of 16-3. 16 runs, 15 hits, 2 errors for Upsala, 3 runs, 6 hits, and 3 errors for St. Wendell. Micah Riplinger will start the ball game for Upsala as he goes the complete game, picking up the win. Austin Diekman starts for St. Wendell, taking the loss, a relief by Jack Opatz in the 4th inning, Jordan Gambos in the 5th. Hitting highlights for Upsala on Saturday, Levi Lampert with 3 hits, including a grand slam in the 4th inning and a 2-run home run in the 6th inning. Big day for Levi Lampert. And he scored 4 runs, had 6 RBIs. Matt Swanson with 3 hits on the day, a double and 3 RBIs. Brady Burggraf with 2 hits. He hit a home run in the 4th inning. C.J. Clear with 2 hits and a 2-run homer in the 4th inning. Brandon Walensky with 2 hits and a double. Jeremy Mugg had 2 hits for Upsala. For St. Wendell, Brandon Diekman and Jake Ethan each with 2 hits. Final again had Upsala defeating St. Wendell 16-3 on Saturday. Today's ball games from Opol, it was Opol 11, Swanville 3. Opol 11 runs, 13 hits, and 2 errors. Swanville 3 runs, 11 hits, and 2 errors. Tate Lang will start the ball game as he pitches into the 4th inning. Isaiah Folsom relieves him and picks up the win for Opol. For Swanville, Cooper T. Schaefer starts. He takes the loss, relieved by Hudson Pung in the 7th, Levi Biesman in the 8th. For Swanville. Some hitting highlights for Opol today. Tate Lang with 2 hits, including 2 doubles. Derek Opatz and Isaiah Folsom, each with doubles, or actually it's Dirk Opatz and Isaiah Folsom, each with doubles today. Luke Biniak, Alex Lang, and Jordan Schmitz all had 2 hits this afternoon. For Swanville, Hudson Pung, Travis Bartel, and Jordan Sales all with 2 hits. A final this afternoon at Opol defeating Swanville 11-3. Over in Upsala this afternoon, Upsala defeats Randall in a great ball game, 2-1. Low scoring, a lot of good defense, good pitching, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Upsala, 1 run, 4 hits, and an error for Randall. Matt Swanson will start this ball game. He picks up the win for Upsala. Levi Lampert comes in the 8th inning. He gets the save. For Randall, Travis Wenzel goes the distance, taking the complete game loss. Some hitting highlights for Upsala this afternoon. Brandon Walensky, 2-for-3, is a 2-run single in the 5th inning, drove in the game's winning runs. Brock Cheon and Jeremy Mugg both singled for Upsala. For Randall, Matt Otremba with 2 hits this afternoon. Travis Wenzel doubled and scored, and Kyle Peterchik had a single. Randall had the tying run at the go-ahead run at 2nd in the 9th inning, just couldn't get the big hit. So, final this afternoon had Upsala defeating Randall 2-1 in Victory League action. We're going to take another break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we'll have Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville loves serving breakfast, lunch, and evening dinners to their loyal customers. New at Queen Bee's, it's Cedar Crest hard-serve ice cream, available in 8 flavors. What a perfect treat after your meal. Have it in a bowl or take it to go in a regular or waffle cone. Plus, Queen Bee's can do the cooking for your graduation parties. Treat your guests to pulled pork, roast beef, or tacos. Just call and place your order at 243-3975. And don't forget, Queen Bee's has bar bingo every Tuesday night at 6:30, sponsored by the Painesville Lions.
Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things like not being that fan. That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. With offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
Working the land is by nature a dirty job. What fuels me to get it done? The generations of farmers who've worked the soil before me. What fuels my equipment? Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel with an additive package that's 40% more effective in breaking down engine deposits. The cleanest fuel yet for the dirtiest of jobs. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Stop in at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op 320-987-3297.
Whether buying or selling real estate, it's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
And we're back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Stearns County League on Friday night. It was the Chasm Game of the Week Friday night as Roscoe made their way over to El Rosa, and El Rosa defeats Roscoe 8-0. 8 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for El Rosa. No runs, 3 hits, and an error for Roscoe. Ethan Boat will pick up the complete game victory for El Rosa on Friday night. His catcher, Brandon Relke. For Roscoe, Russell Leindecker starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brandon Schlaper in the seventh, and the catcher, Braden Vanderbeek. Some hitting highlights for El Rosa Friday night. Brandon Relke, 2-for-4. He had 2 doubles and 4 RBIs. Kevin Kiepler, 2-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs. And Ashton Dingman was 1-for-3. He had a 2-run homer in the fifth inning and 2 RBIs. For Roscoe, nobody with more than 1 hit, as Brandon Schlaper, Braden Vanderbeek, and Josiah Utch, all with those hits. A final on Friday, El Rosa 8, Roscoe nothing. On Friday night, Spring Hill traveled over to Ray Weber Field in St. Martin, and St. Martin defeats Spring Hill 9-0. 9 runs, 14 hits, no errors for St. Martin. No runs, 4 hits, 3 errors for Spring Hill. Scott Leeser on the mound will pick up the victory for St. Martin Friday night. Ben Schrader comes in the sixth. He gets the save. And the catchers were Brian Schlungen and Zach Moritz. For Spring Hill, Anthony Reverman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Regan Nelson in the sixth, and the catchers Eric Terrace and Nathan Terrace. Some hitting highlights for St. Martin on Friday night. Kyle Leeser was 2-for-5. Tanner Arsenault, 2-for-4. Scott Leeser, 2-for-3 with a double. Avery Schmitz was 2-for-4 with a double. Zach Moritz and Brian Schlungen each had doubles. For Spring Hill, hits on Friday night were by Jamie Terrace, Austin Schoenberg, Luke Damer, and Ben Welly. So a final on Friday at St. Martin, defeating Spring Hill 9-0. On Saturday in the Stearns County League, Meyer Grove traveled over to Richmond, and Richmond defeats Meyer Grove by a score of 15-3. 15 runs, 12 hits, 4 errors for Richmond, 3 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors for Meyer Grove. DJ Schleicher starts on the mound for the Royals. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Talon Bragelman in the 7th, and the catcher Tyler Prom. For Meyer Grove, Joe Schwinghammer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Joe Omscheid in the 4th, Brady Birch in the 6th, and the catcher Ryan Omscheid. Hitting highlights for Richmond on Saturday afternoon, Kyle Buddy was 2-for-4 with a double. Cole Schmitz, 2-for-4 with a double. Justin Schrader was 3-for-3. Tyler Prom, 2-for-4, and Cameron Miller with a double. For Meyer Grove, Tyler Musho and Alex Welly both with doubles. So a final on Saturday afternoon, Richmond 15 and Meyer Grove 3. El Rosa was in Farming on Saturday afternoon, and El Rosa defeats Farming by a score of 8-4. 8 runs, 8 hits, and an error for El Rosa. 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Farming. Peyton Van Beck on the mound will pick up the win for El Rosa, relieved by Wyatt Stephenson in the 7th, and the catcher Ashton Dingman. For Farming, Blake Winkle starts, taking the loss, relieved by Braden Eich in the 4th, Tyler Schrader in the 6th, and Will Mergen in the 9th, the catcher Josh Becker. Hitting highlights for El Rosa on Saturday afternoon, Ashton Dingman, 2-for-4, he had a 3-run homer in the 3rd inning, and Andrew Weller was 2-for-5. For Farming, Isaac Nett was 1-for-3 with a triple, Tyler Schrader 2-for-3, and Henry Tice 1-for-1 with a double. So final on Saturday afternoon, it was El Rosa 8 and Farming 4. One more Saturday game in the Stearns County League, and that had New Munich making their way to Lake Henry. New Munich defeats Lake Henry by a score of 6-0. 6 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for New Munich. No runs, 2 hits, and 2 errors for Lake Henry. Jim Toole goes the distance for the Silver Streaks as he picks up another win in his iconic amateur baseball career, his catcher, Logan Funk. For Lake Henry, Tori Omscheid, he'll start and take the loss, relieved by Sam Hupfer in the 6th, and the catcher, Shane Campson. Hitting highlights for New Munich. Caden Sand was 4-for-5 with a double. Logan Funk, 3-for-5 with a double. And Will Funk and Devin Hansen each had doubles. For Lake Henry, Nick Dingman, 1-for-3 with a double. A final on Saturday, it was New Munich 6, Lake Henry nothing. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, Richmond was over at Greenwald this afternoon, and Richmond defeats Greenwald in 7 innings, 12-0. 12 runs, 18 hits, no errors for Richmond, no runs, 3 hits, and 2 errors for Greenwald. Luke Jokela will pick up the win today for Richmond as he goes the 7 innings, gets the complete game, his catcher Tyler Prom. For Greenwald, Tyler Hoffman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brett Engelmeyer in the 4th, Tyler Engelmeyer in the 7th, and the catcher Tyler Thomas. Hitting highlights for Richmond today, Kyle Buddy, big day, 5-for-5 with a double and 3 RBIs. Cole Schmitz was 4-for-5 with a double. Justin Schrader, 2-for-5. Brennan O'Brien, 2-for-4 today with a double. And Tyler Prom was 2-for-4. For Greenwald, their 3 hits going to Sam Freeler, Tyler Hoffman, and Weston Mittendorf. A final this afternoon in 7 innings, Richmond 12, Greenwald nothing. Farming over in Spring Hill this afternoon, and Farming defeats Spring Hill by a score of 8-5. 8 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Farming. 5 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Spring Hill. Adam Nybauer will pick up the win for Farming today. A complete game victory for Nybauer. His catcher, Josh Becker. For Spring Hill, Ben Welly starts, taking the loss, relieved by Austin Schoenberg in the seventh, and the catcher, Nathan Terrace. Hitting highlights today for Farming. Tyler Schrader, 2-for-4 with a double. Will Mergen was 2-for-4 with a triple and 3 RBIs. Taylor Foray, 2-for-4 today, and Josh Becker with a double. For Spring Hill this afternoon, Ben Welly, 3-for-5. Ben had a triple, a double, and 3 RBIs. Regan Nelson was 2-for-4, and Austin Schoenberg with a double. A final this afternoon had Farming defeating Spring Hill 8-5. Lake Henry made the trip to Meyer Grove this afternoon, and Lake Henry comes out with a 10-5 victory over Meyer Grove. 10 runs, 13 hits, and 3 errors for Lake Henry. 5 runs, 7 hits, and 6 errors for Meyer Grove. Carter Wessel on the mound today for the Lakers. He starts the ball game, relieved by Jason Campson in the 6th. Jason will get the win, and the catcher, Shane Campson. For Meyer Grove, Matt Imdick starts, relieved by Josh Omscheid in the 8th. He'll take the loss. Jordan Klopak in the 9th, and the catcher, Ryan Omscheid. Hitting highlights for Lake Henry this afternoon, Lucas Holtz, 3-for-5 with 3 RBIs. Jason Campson, 2-for-5 with a double and 2 RBIs. And Shane Campson, 1-for-6 today. He had 3 RBIs. For Meyer Grove, Jordan Klopak, he's 2-for-3 with a solo home run in the 8th inning for the Grovers. And Josh Omscheid, 1-for-3 with a double and 3 RBIs. A final this afternoon from Meyer Grove had Lake Henry defeating Meyer Grove 10-5. And St. Martin over in New Munich this afternoon, taking on the Silver Streaks. It was New Munich defeating St. Martin by a score of 10-8. 10 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for New Munich. 8 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for St. Martin. Ty Reller starts on the mound for New Munich this afternoon, relieved by Caden Sand in the 4th. He'll get the win. Will Funk in the 7th gets the save, and the catchers, Logan Funk and Carter Schiffler. For St. Martin, Carter Thielen starts on the mound. He'll take the loss, relieved by Scott Leeser in the 3rd, Ryan Morse in the 5th, and the catcher was Zach Moritz. Hitting highlights for New Munich today, Carter Schiffler with a grand slam home run in the 3rd inning. Ian Funk was 2-for-4 with a double, Caden Sam 2-for-5, and Carter Beer 2-for-5. For St. Martin, Kyle Leeser, 2-for-4. He had a solo home run in the 6th inning, and Brady Goble was 2-for-4 with a double. A final this afternoon from New Munich. It was New Munich 10 and St. Martin 8. That's going to do it. The scores and highlights portion of the Dick Putz Show. We'll take one more break. We'll come back. We're going to announce our Chasms game of the week, and we'll take a look at the schedule with some upcoming games for next week right after these messages.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1933 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and great comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutter Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutter Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutter Excavating, serving the local area. Proud to sponsor Albany Husky Sports on Chasm.
Dairyland Supply and Sack Center has been your go-to short-line farm equipment dealer for 49 years. We specialize in the feeding and manure handling for your farming operation. Dairyland Supply has 16 employees with over 200 years of combined experience, and we are here to help. If you are needing to purchase equipment, need repair on your equipment, or if you need parts to fix your equipment, then give Dairyland Supply a call. We have the experience to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
The team at Ron's Oil and Propane is here to provide fuel, gas, and propane for your home, farm, or business. Hit a home run by calling Ron's Oil and Propane for all your energy needs.
Call Ron's 320-256-3680 or check him out online, ronsfuels.com, RAHNfuels.com.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio. I am going to tell you our next game of the week will be on Saturday night. Saturday night I'm going to go to Painesville, and we have Regal coming to town taking on the Painesville Pirates. That'll be my Chasm game of the week. Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Listen for that here on KASM, our next Chasm game of the week. Next Saturday, 7 o'clock, Regal at Painesville. All right, what's going on in the Victory League tomorrow? Yeah, the Victory League has scheduled quite a few games tomorrow on both sides of their brackets. And so tomorrow we have Swanville at Sobieski. These are 1:30 starts, Swanville at Sobieski. Opole will be at St. Stephen. We have Upsala at St. Wendell tomorrow. Avon is at Randall, all 1:30 starts. And the Freeport Black Sox at Flensburg. That's tomorrow in the Victory League. We also have the Piers Lakers. They'll be taking on the Piers Brewers. That's at 12:30 tomorrow. Piers Lakers taking on Piers the Brewers. That's at Piers tomorrow, 12:30. And then at 1:30, it'll be Buckman at St. Matthias at 1:30. We have Fort Ripley. They'll be at Royalton at 1:30. Aiken will come to town in Piers, and they're going to take on the Piers Bulldogs at 4 o'clock tomorrow. So that's Aiken at the Piers Bulldogs at 4 o'clock tomorrow. And then tomorrow night yet, it'll be the Piers Bulldogs. They're going to play host to Nisswa tomorrow night at 7:30. So that Piers Legion Park is going to be a busy park tomorrow, that's for sure. Next weekend, on Saturday, Nisswa will be at Buckman, Aiken at Swanville. We have, looks like, I can't tell, my page is cut off there, but Royalton will be home next Sunday at 1:30. Next Sunday, it is Randall at Fort Ripley. Upsala, they'll be at Nisswa. The Piers Lakers will be at Royalton. Those games are next Sunday. On the other side of the brackets here, looks like Sobieski will be at Freeport next Saturday. That's a 7:30 game. Sobieski taking on the Freeport Black Sox at 7:30. On Sunday, Upsala at Nisswa at 1:30. Aiken at Swanville at 1:30. Randall, they'll be at Fort Ripley at 1:30. Opole at Royalton, that's a 1:30 game. We have Avon, and that's the following week. So that's a look at the Victory League, and a very busy Victory League it is for the next week, with a ton of games tomorrow and next weekend. Over in the Central Valley League, what do we got going on next Sunday? Watkins, they'll be at Luxembourg. That's a 2 o'clock start. Watkins at Luxembourg. next Sunday over in the Sauk Valley League next weekend. St. Joe will be at Clear Lake. That's on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. St. Joe at Clear Lake Saturday afternoon at 3. On Friday night, it will be Clearwater at the Sauk Rapids Cyclones at 7:30 in the Sauk Valley League. Clearwater at the Sauk Rapids Cyclones, 7:30 on Friday night. And then on Sunday, looks like Becker's in St. Joe taking on the Joes at 1:30 on Sunday. The Sartell Stone Ponies at Clearwater taking on the River Cats at 2 o'clock. Clear Lake is at Albertville. That's a 4 o'clock start. The Sauk Rapids Cyclones, they'll be playing at Quamba on June 4th at 6 o'clock in the evening. So busy, busy time over in that Sauk Valley League, too. In the Stearns County League, what do we got going on? The Stearns County League action next weekend on Friday night. It'll be Lake Henry at St. Martin. That is an 8 o'clock start Friday night, Lake Henry at St. Martin. We have Numinic. They'll be at Farming on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Numinic at Farming Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And then on Sunday in the Stearns County League, that's June the 4th, El Rosa at Greenwald. We have Richmond at Spring Hill. Meyer Grove is at Roscoe on Sunday in the Stearns County League. And then, of course, we have Regal at Painesville in the County Line League. That game being played Saturday night, 7 o'clock. I'll have that here on KASM. A busy, busy Dick Putt Show tonight. Lots of scores and highlights. Again, Joyce has recorded this for us. It will be available on the CASM website beginning tomorrow morning. Kirby will download that on our CASM website. Just go to mycasm.com, click under the sports tab, and you can hear a replay of the Dick Putt Show if you so choose. This is going to do it. Have a good Sunday evening, everyone, and a safe Memorial Day tomorrow. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thanks, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putt Show. Here is Don Peachy Orchestra with Ike's Waltz.